Chapter 16. When they got back to town, Mater pulled up alongside McQueen.
Hey, Mater whispered. If anyone asks you, we were out smashing mailboxes, okay?
The tow truck tore off. Just then, McQueen heard a noise. The ground was vibrating, and something was mooing. It was a tractor stampede, and it was heading straight for him. McQueen ducked out of the tractor's path just in time. The stampede rolled downtown, where Ramon was busy painting the white divider line down the newest stretch of asphalt.
"Oh, man," Ramon groaned as he scurried away. "The paint's still wet."
Red was watering his flowers at the base of the Stanley statue. As the tractors drew near, he steeled himself to face the beasts. There was no way he was going to let a bunch of tractors take out his newly replanted posies. The fire truck unleashed a mighty blast, and the tractors stopped in their tracks. With a group moo, they tipped over, except for a few strays who scattered in different directions.
No, get out of the store!
Luigi cried frantically as his tire shop was overrun by stray tractors.
Hey, don't eat the radial. Here, take the snow tire.
Mater, Sheriff bellowed.
I wasn't tractor tipping, Mater insisted.
Then where did all of these gold darn tractors come from? Sheriff demanded.
McQueen stood at the edge of town, smiling at the crazy tractors. Suddenly, he noticed one heading out of town.
Hey, guys, he called. There's one going this way. I got it.
He headed off to wrangle the tractor, following it all the way to Willie's Butte. McQueen whistled.
Come here, tractor.
He followed it to the edge of the rise that overlooked the butte.
Don't wander off.
Catching sight of a lone car at the butte, McQueen grew quiet. It was Doc. What are you doing with those old racing tires? McQueen muttered to himself. He snuck behind some brush to see what Doc was going to do. Down below, Doc rubbed the dirt with a tire and sighed.
Come on, Doc,
McQueen whispered, eager to see the Hornet in action.
Drive.
Doc got into position, focusing on the track ahead. He took a moment to blow the carbon out of his pipes, then took off.
Whoa,
McQueen said, as Doc ripped down the straightaway, kicking up plumes of dust behind him. McQueen watched nervously as Doc charged the turn at full speed, but the old car countersteered, taking the curve beautifully. Finally, Doc finished the course and skidded to a stop in the same place he'd started. He was out of breath, but smiling.
Wow, McQueen said, driving up to Doc. You're amazing.
Doc's expression hardened. He hadn't realized that anyone was watching. Without a word, the old race car took off, throwing dirt into McQueen's grill.